Good morning and welcome to our worship service today. We begin with a prayer to our God and Savior. Dear Heavenly Father, let us share in the joy of the psalmist who said, "I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord." May every opportunity offered to worship you in your house find us eager to join in hearing your word, in singing your praises, in lifting up our hearts to you in prayer. May your Holy Spirit so bless our hour of worship in your house that we may be refreshed after all the toils and burdens, the sins and failures of daily life. Teach us to come to you in your presence with a contrite heart and help us to depart with the knowledge that our sins are all forgiven. Fill our spirits with peace, which the world cannot give, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Our first hymn for today is "Now Thank We All Our God." I invite you to stand for the last verse of that hymn.
Thank you.
invite you to follow along with our order of service. It's printed for you in your service bulletin. We begin on the bottom of page 2. We begin our worship service in the name of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. But we have disobeyed Him, and have deserved only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy. Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray. Have mercy upon me according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt. God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven you all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of His Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, He has removed your guilt forever. Through faith in Him, which was created in you by the Holy Spirit, you are His own dear child. May God give us the strength to live according to His will. Amen. Serve with a clean conscience, as my ancestors did, as I continually remember you in my prayers night and day. When I remember your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I remember your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am convinced that it also lives in you. Gospel reading for today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. Sanctify us by your truth, O Lord. Your word is truth. In this reading, we hear of Jesus' mother, Mary, and we see from Jesus' example how he cared for his mother and showed her love and provided for her even as he hung on the cross. Jesus' mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene were standing near the cross. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that time, this disciple took her into his own home. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Spirit, with the words of the Apostles' Creed on page 5. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We'll continue with our next hymn, For All the Faithful Women. And I invite you to stand for the last verse.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was born of a human mother to save us all, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation this morning is taken from Proverbs chapter 31. We'll read selected verses from that chapter of Proverbs. First, from verse 1, the words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. And verse 10 says, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. And from verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Today, of course, is Mother's Day. A happy and blessed Mother's Day to all our mothers and grandmothers who are with us today or are watching online or are reading this today. It's a day that we set aside to show our appreciation for the women who are mothers or grandmothers or are our wives. This appreciation, of course, should be shown to our mothers and grandmothers, the women whom God has blessed us with in our lives. It should be shown every day of our lives. But it is nice that our society has set aside a day that's devoted entirely to them. And yet, ironically, motherhood has also been vastly underappreciated by our society. And the importance of being a mother seems to be vastly undervalued. Let me ask you, when you think about your mother, whether it was your stepmother or your grandmother or your aunt or whoever it was that raised you, do you appreciate the importance and value that she had and has in your life? I can tell you with certainty some of the greatest men who ever lived certainly did. Abraham Lincoln once put it very well when he said, all that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. George Washington once said, my mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her. Even more importantly, look at the importance God places on motherhood. Proverbs 31 is a chapter in which God describes the qualities of a virtuous woman, which of course includes the description of the characteristics of a godly wife and mother. And I might note this, that the word for woman and wife in Hebrew is the same word. It just depends on the context which is meant there. Now, the King James Version of the Bible actually translates this verse 10, virtuous woman. So we're not just speaking about wives and mothers here, but the virtuous women. In the first chapter of this first the first verse of this chapter, we're told that these are the inspired words of a man named King Lemuel. Ever heard of him? We don't know anything else about this man, this King Lemuel, but he must have been a very wise man because he certainly listened to his mama. This chapter is the recounting, as he says, of the utterance which his mother taught him. His mother was obviously filled with godly wisdom. Her words in this chapter and our text have actually much to say to women and to men, to young and to old, to married, to unmarried, to mothers and to those who have no children. What makes a virtuous woman according to these words from God? Well, one of the first things that stands out if you were to read through this chapter is that she is a hard worker. encourage you to read through the entire chapter of Proverbs 31. We skip over a few of the verses in here. But if you read through some of the verses that we jump over, you'll find that the virtuous wife, or the virtuous woman that is described here by King Lemuel, is a woman who actually is listed as working several jobs and conducts several businesses outside the home. The virtuous woman also gives to the needy, is concerned about the needs of others, is hardworking, and above all, does whatever she can to provide for the needs of her children and her household. As verse 27 of our text summarizes, she watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Given all those things, we also need to say that based on the words of Scripture as a whole, being a virtuous or godly wife and mother has nothing to do with worldly success. Actually, it has anything to do with self-fulfillment. It actually has to do with sacrifice. In order to be fulfilled and successful, the Scriptures encourage us to be sacrificial. It includes the same thing for fathers. Putting the needs of your household and your family first. This is why King Lemuel writes in verse 10 of our text, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies." It's not referring to her material wealth, not referring to how much money she brings in. No, it refers to the value she is to her husband and to her family. We read again from our text, "The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness." Those are some of the things the Scriptures, especially in this section and even in other places in the Bible, some of the things the Scriptures don't speak about. It says nothing about her exquisite beauty. It says nothing about her athletic ability, her talent, her fame, or many of the other things that the world values so highly. What the Scriptures do describe is a woman who is above all faithful to the Lord. In fact, probably the most famous verse from this section is verse 30, where it says, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." In the New Testament, the Apostle Peter further describes what makes a woman beautiful and virtuous in the sight of God. 1 Peter 3 says, "Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God." Now, don't be mistaken, a gentle and quiet spirit does not mean weakness. Far from it. Look again at our text and see what characterizes a virtuous woman. It says, "Strength and honor are her clothing. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household." Strength, because her strength is in the Lord. Honor, because of her godly actions, godly words, and godly attitudes. Her wisdom is based on God's word, and with self-sacrificing love and concern, she watches over her household. The virtuous woman, according to the Scriptures, will also share the greatest concern for her household by taking care of the spiritual needs of her children above all, sharing her faith in Christ with them. That is the greatest blessing and the greatest gift a mother can give to her children and to her family. Remember the words of the first Scripture reading we had for today, words that Paul wrote to Timothy about his mother and his grandmother. 2 Timothy 1:5 says, "I remember your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am convinced that it also lives in you. Timothy's faith came from his mother, and prior to that, from his grandmother. They were faithful in passing down this greatest gift that could ever give to Timothy, the gift of the gospel message of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. What a blessing that was to Timothy. And Timothy then, in turn, eventually became a pastor. What a blessing Timothy was for the church. Did you or do you have a mother, a stepmother, or a grandmother who brought you faithfully to hear the Word of God in church on Sundays, or raised you to hear the Word of God, brought you to Sunday school, taught you from the Scriptures? If you did, or if you do, think of what a blessing that is and what a difference that has made in your life. Growing up in my family, my dad was a pastor. He is now retired. But don't think for a second that my mom did not have an integral part to play in my faith, the development of my faith, and my growth in faith. She very much did, especially when I was young. She was the one who taught us to sing many Christian hymns and songs. She was the one who read us countless Bible stories, said prayers with us, sang songs with us when we were going to bed at night, and also prayed, and still does, prays with and prays for her children and her grandchildren every night. She was my Sunday school teacher for a number of years, and a great encourager of my faith. And to be honest, she was by far much more difficult when it came to memory work. When we had classes, catechism classes in school, if I could get past my mom's quiz the night before on what memory work I had to learn, my dad was a piece of cake. She was very integral in learning the Scriptures. That's come to pay off very well for me in my life, not just because I'm a pastor, but in remembering some of those Scripture passages. I owe a lot of that to my mother. Do you have a mother figure like that in your life? Did you have a mother figure like that when you were growing up? If you do, and if you can today, thank her for it. Tell her how much you appreciate her and the faith that she passed on to you. Verse 28 of our text says, "Her children rise up and call her blessed." Children, rise up and call your mothers and your grandmothers blessed today. Husbands, is your wife a godly, virtuous woman? Show her your appreciation and love. That same verse goes on to say, her husband also praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Husbands, praise your wives today. Tell her that she excels above all other women. I mentioned earlier in the sermon that this section of Proverbs does apply not just to women, mothers, and grandmothers, but also to those who are unmarried, both men and women. So what about young women, whether you're here today or listening online or going to read this sermon in print? What about those who are unmarried? What does this text say to them? What is the application for them? Well, are you striving to be a virtuous woman? Are you right now laying the foundation through the Word of God and prayer by following the example and advice of godly mothers, godly wives, people in your life, whether you are married or not yet, don't yet have children, are you looking at their example and reading from the Scriptures the way God wants you to live? Does the way that you act and speak and your attitudes line up with the description of the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31? Are strength and honor your clothing? If not, what do your words and actions and attitudes say about you? A godly, virtuous woman will attract a godly, virtuous man. And there is nothing more beautiful and attractive to a Christian man than a woman who fears the Lord, who has what God treasures, a gentle and quiet spirit. And if the Lord chooses to bless you with children in the future, will you make the sacrifices to raise your children, as the Scriptures say, in the training and admonition of the Lord? And how about young men, those of you who are unmarried, whether you're here today or reading this or watching this online, how do the words of this text apply to you? Well, ask yourself, what are you looking for in a spouse? What are the characteristics you're looking for in a woman? Someone pretty? Physical attraction is usually pretty high on the list. Someone fun? That's pretty high up there usually too. But how about their faith and their character? For some reason, that doesn't make it as high on the list usually for men as it should, does it? Are you looking for a godly, virtuous woman? Are you looking for someone who will be not only trustworthy as your wife, but also one who will help care for your future children should the Lord give them to you? And most importantly, care for them spiritually. Our text reminds you that a virtuous woman is a very special and precious gift from God. It says her worth is far above rubies. Like a precious gem, a virtuous woman is rare and very valuable. And for both men and women, a reminder that your choice of spouse is the most important decision you may make in your earthly life, or at least one of the most important decisions you can make in your earthly life. Remember those words from our text. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. It's funny, as you think of the things that your mother did or maybe still does to show her incredible love for you. Maybe you can think of things that your mother has done in your life that show just how sacrificial her love was, or how much she made you feel very treasured and loved. Think often of some strange things, and the thing that pops to mind first for me is how my mom would get up, no matter what time it was at night, if one of us was sick, and do whatever she had to do to comfort us or be there for us when we were sick. It showed her incredible love for us. I can't imagine that she was willing to do those things, but she would, day or night. Some of the disgusting things she'd go through to give us care and help us out when we were sick. It's moments like that that you realize just how much your mother loves you. Just how far she'll go to take care of you. And you think, who can love me like my mom? Who could show this type of sacrificial love and care for me? Only a mother. And yet, amazingly, God loves us even more. In His Word, our Heavenly Father says to each one of us, each one of us who are His children, He says this in Isaiah, "Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands." God loves us so unconditionally and so sacrificially that He sent His only Son, Jesus, to be born of a human mother Himself, to stretch out His hands on the cross and engrave in the palms of His hands those nails, to take on us the sickness, to take on Himself the sickness of our sins, to forgive you for all the times you haven't been the perfect example of the Proverbs 31 woman as a wife or a mother. And as we read through this text, I've talked to a number of women who said, "I don't like that section of Scripture. I can't live up to that." Well, guess what? No one can. God's standard is impossible to live up to. But that is why Jesus lived a perfect life for mothers, for wives, and for all of us. To forgive us for the times we have maybe not been the perfect wife or mother, but also to forgive us for the times we have not always obeyed our mother, or dishonored or underappreciated our mother or our wife or the women in our lives. Jesus suffered on that cross and endured the pain and shame of death and even hell itself to give us life, to give us eternal life in heaven. And on top of that, He's given us many other blessings, including the gift of our own mother. Has God put in your life a virtuous woman? Maybe it is your mother or your wife. Maybe he's given you both. If you can today, thank her. Show her your appreciation, and above all, thank God for that great gift. As one church sign once read, you are here by means of God and your mother. Thank them both. Today, on Mother's Day, we do just that. We thank God as we did in the first verse of our opening hymn today. Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love and still is ours today. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. God to help us to spread the word of God from house to house and throughout our communities not just here in church, but as we go about our daily lives. Any other prayer requests for today? Let's join our hearts together in prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Lord, accept our thanks and praise. How great was your devotion and love for us in accomplishing the task of our redemption. How completely unselfish was the sacrifice you made on our behalf. Our sins brought you pain and suffering and death, and you brought us life and salvation. Through the Holy Spirit, teach us to call upon your name without ceasing, and teach us what good things to pray for. We pray, dear Lord, that your word would spread from house to house. Help us as we go about our daily lives to share your good news with others and to live Christ in our lives as well. In your word, dear Lord, you tell us that charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Eternal and almighty God, the source of life, in whom alone true fulfillment of life can be found, with humble hearts we come before your throne, asking for your blessings. We also thank you for the gracious gift of life which you have given us. We praise and thank you for a mother's arms to hold us, a mother's love to enfold us, and a mother's care and tenderness to provide for us. Especially we thank you for the greatest gift of all, your only begotten Son, who was born of a woman, through whom we have become your children. We praise you for all the godly women who have shared with others their faith. Fill them with an ever deeper sense of responsibility for their families that you've given them. Help them to train their children in the ways of Him who is alone the way, the truth, and the life. Help them to be wise counselors and true companions. Make them patient and untiring in all their labors with you to raise Christ-like men and women for tomorrow's world. Today and every day, lead their families to show and express their deep love and appreciation for them. Fill them with the satisfaction of knowing that the work and calling you have given them as mothers is of priceless value, and encourage them as they serve their families and you. We make our prayer in the name of Jesus, our Lord, who from the cross remembered and honored his mother, and by his sacrifice redeemed all mankind. In his name we now join to pray the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Receive now with believing hearts the blessing from our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his peace.
Thank you.
morning.
Good morning.
A warm welcome to all of you in the name of our Savior Jesus. And on behalf of our congregation, I'd like to wish a happy and blessed Mother's Day to all of our mothers and grandmothers who are here this morning, and to all you women. You're such a blessing to our lives, and we thank the Lord for the service you give to your families and our congregation. A few announcements in the bulletin. Following the service today, there will be a crafting bee. Is that correct, Michaela?
Yes.
Crafting bee for those who are able to stay for it in the fellowship hall. I'll be heading up for our Hayward worship service at 1 p.m. today, and Bible study will follow at 2. This week, I'll be heading to San Diego for the graveside victory service for Joe Dyke's mother, Margaret. That will be at 2:15. I'll be coming back then that evening. This Friday, there's no school here at SSLS, so keep that in mind as well. Next Sunday is Ascension Sunday. We'll be celebrating Jesus' Ascension, which took place 40 days after he rose from the dead on Easter. Next Sunday, we'll have our Bible class at 9 a.m. and worship service at 10 a.m. A reminder, upcoming at the end of the month, there is the Runathon fundraiser here at SSLS. We do a yearly Runathon to help raise funds for some fun or special things for the school. Last year, the Runathon raised enough to build a new playground structure in the back of our church. So there's more information about that in the bulletin if you'd like to take a look, and if you'd like to sponsor some of our students or give a donation, please speak with Ms. Hammond. Our Vacation Bible School registration is open. It's going to take place July 24th through 28th. There are flyers in the entryway. Please take them and hand them out to people you know that may be wanting to have their child come to our Vacation Bible School this summer. And it is subscription season. There are three different subscriptions noted in the bulletin on the back page. The Lutheran Spokesman subscription, if you're interested in that, there's a sign-up sheet in the entryway on the podium. Please sign that, and if you'd like to donate towards the subscription, please mark your offering Lutheran Spokesman. Our congregation does provide the daily rest subscriptions to each household. If you'd like to donate to that, you can mark your envelope daily rest subscription. Those subscriptions are $15 per year. And there's a women's magazine, The Branches. There's subscription information in the bulletin for that as well. For some reason, our church body has all of their magazines come due at the end of, I think it's because of the fiscal year, but they all begin again on July 1st. So keep those things in mind in the entryway today. Any other announcements today? Leslie.
Just a couple of quick things. I got an email from Tina Radical, who is in charge of the Women's Retreat up in Washington, and I just want to encourage anyone that wants to go. I hope to go, so we could plan to travel together. She'll welcome us. I don't know about the lodging and stuff like that yet, but anyhow, if you're interested, let me know, and I'll be happy to get you more information about that. Second thing is, I did get to see Tina and Julian this week, and they send their blessings. They really miss being a part of our congregation. They kind of need Aiden to settle down a bit before they feel like bringing him to that long drive and, you know, public place. But they hope to be here in July for his baptism. We're looking forward to seeing him.
Thank you. And the women's retreat, there'll be announcements in the bulletin periodically, but it is October 6th through 8th, I believe, is the date for that. Thank you for the reminder. Any other announcements today? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.